This is OPB. I'm Kate Davidson. When Washington lawmakers gathered to address school funding problems, they hoped that making $1 billion available for teacher and staff salaries would fix the issue. Instead, we are witnessing a big fight over how that money should be divided. Nearly every school district is on strike in Southwest Washington over that issue, and that has left nearly 80,000 children without a place to go on their first day of school. Molly Solomon has been covering the teacher contract negotiations, and she joins me now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kate.
So this has been a really fast-changing situation over the past few days. What is the latest?
Essentially, every major school district in the Clark County area is on strike. Just this morning, I was walking my dog in my own neighborhood, and I passed by an elementary school, a middle school. Both had dozens of teachers in red holding picket signs, so it's definitely very visible. I stopped by a group that was outside Hudson Bays High School in the Vancouver School District. A lot of teachers I spoke with say that this money for teachers is a long time coming. Many have been waiting for the McCleary decision to be resolved for years. That's the landmark Supreme Court education case that's supposed to funnel more money toward education. Here's how high school math teacher Joni Hahn put it.
We've been waiting a very long time for this, and when the money's there and then it's not being allocated like it should, then that's a problem. That's not okay.
A lot of teachers are also pushing for a higher wage for teachers that are just starting out. For example, first-year Evergreen teachers could see a $7,000 raise if the union's demands are met.
Now, nearly every school district in the state is negotiating over teacher salaries, but Southwest Washington seems to be in the most turmoil right now. Why is that?
Well, I think you have to look at the geography here. Clark County's not very big. It's made up of a lot of smaller districts with short commute times. So if I'm in Battleground, getting to Vancouver is only a 15 or 20 minute drive. And I think that sets up a regional bargaining situation where these neighboring districts really have to think about competitive salaries, basically to prevent teachers from leaving and going somewhere close by that's offering more pay and better benefits. I also checked in with Chris Rakedahl. He's the superintendent for public instruction for the state of Washington. He said that McCleary really set up winners and losers across the state and pointed out the Vancouver area as one of those losers. That means they'll likely get hit harder with the shift in funding and the 50% loss in local school levies.
So intense negotiations have been going on all week. They're still ongoing. What kind of progress, if any, are you seeing?
Some districts seem closer than others, but really it looks sort of like school might be out for the next couple days in a lot of these districts. Many have started to bring in state-appointed mediators. That's basically a third-party observer. I spoke with the state agency that handles those requests, and he says that they've been getting the most media requests in history, about 30 so far this year. I think another big thing that you're seeing that could be causing a wedge between districts and unions are resolutions that are being passed that would give superintendents the authority to either take away certain benefits or seek legal action if strikes continue. Vancouver passed that at a very contentious board meeting last night. Evergreen and Washougal have also passed similar language. So I think we're seeing districts starting to play hardball here and clearly want these strikes to end now.
So at the district level, we're seeing that. Do you have any sense of how state officials are reacting to all of this?
Most of the Southwest Washington lawmakers that we spoke with seemed pretty supportive of the teachers. State House Democrat Monica Stonier was actually out on the picket line in Vancouver supporting teachers in her district. Here's more of what she had to say.
This is a challenging time for our communities. It's, you know, hard and uncomfortable. We have a lot of great people in our school districts that do good work on behalf of kids. And our teachers are pretty appreciated in this community. I think this is just a bumpy road to a better place. And once we get there, we'll all be focused on kids again.
But not all of the state lawmakers are as supportive. There have been some Republicans that say, hey, the school has the money. They should be able to resolve this locally.
And that's OPB's Southwest Washington reporter Molly Solomon giving us the latest on the region-wide teacher strikes happening there. Thanks, Molly.
You're welcome, Kate.